Welcome to fall. Welcome to football. U of A had a very good showing Thursday night, wouldn't you say?
Well, they won. They didn't look so good in doing so, but
losing Scooby could be scary.
It could be.
Best defensive player in the nation?
He's pretty darn good, and I don't see them winning too many games without him.
Oh, mercy. ASU's got a tough game against the Aggies today.
They do.
Playing on neutral ground.
Gig 'em.
In Houston.
Gig 'em. There you go.
Now, you got to be torn there. You actually coached the Aggies quarterback that was the quarterback here in Scottsdale at Desert Mountain High School.
Kyle Allen. I coached him all through Pop Warner in youth football, and kind of took him to high school and was his freshman football coach, and then followed his career from there. And
now, Jeff, you've got to tell the story about going to his. He got recruited and signs on, commits to Aggies.
Right.
Signs on in a pretty good quarterback recruiting year for the Aggies.
Very good.
Yeah. So he goes. And talk about the first game you went and watched.
Well, I told him that I was going to go to his first college game, so I flew down to South Carolina to watch them play against the old ball coach down there. And there was a kid that was starting ahead of him. And we go to the football game, and then this kid, I can't remember his name. No, he transferred out of there. But
this is a year after Manziel is gone.
After Manziel's gone.
First game of the year,
and this guy has a Heisman Trophy day. He throws for 600 and some odd yards.
He breaks Manziel records.
He breaks everybody's record. Throws for five or six touchdowns in that game. I'm sitting with Kyle's mom and dad, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And this kid's only a sophomore.
Did we go to the right school?
Did we pick the right school? And this kid's only a sophomore, so Kyle's going to have to sit, 3 years and maybe get a shot his senior year. And so, his mom and dad are like, we got to transfer. We got to get out of here. We got to go find some place to go. So after the game, we talked to Kyle, and, his dad's like, what do you think? And, you want to look at another school? And Kyle's like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm going to beat this guy out. He says, if that had been me today, I'd have thrown for 700 yards and 8 touchdowns, and they'd be talking about me winning the Heisman Trophy. So he did stick with it, which is so, nice this day and age when kids just don't want to compete, and they want to just pick up and move and go to some school where they can compete.
And he did win the job.
And he did win the job the following year. And he won the job halfway through the season, was voted the MVP of the Liberty Bowl as a true freshman. And the other kid's out of there, and he's in. But then, the competition keeps going because they then signed the number one high school quarterback whose dad was an All-American quarterback at A&M, this kid named Kyler Murray, who won 5 high school state championships in a row, or 4, excuse me, in a row, and now he's backing him up. So,
and here's the real rash, is the ASU fans have a little heartburn over A&M's coach.
Well,
who was going to come to ASU and opted to divert. We better get off football and get back to landscape and garden. We could talk about this all hour.
We'll leave this topic for Ron Wolfley and the boys.
But the Aggies quarterback is homegrown in Kyle Allen,
Scottsdale, Arizona.
From right here in Scottsdale, and you coached him.
They have a Saguaro High School kid, the best kid in Arizona last year. That's why Sumlin is kind of pounding his chest as he's coming to Arizona and is actually taking the 3 top high school kids in 3 years in a row out of the state of Arizona, and they're playing for A&M. So
all the more reason ASU's got to beat them today.
There you go.
ASU is, I think, posed to have a very, very good year. So let's see what happens. NAU playing Stephen Austin Lumberjacks. So it's the Lumberjacks against the Lumberjacks a little bit later today at 4 o'clock. We've got a whole bunch of people have been holding on here for a while. Let's get off of football and let's get on to landscape and gardening. Folks, sorry about the diversion. If you'd like to talk landscape and gardening, it's 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Roland into the conversation and see how we can help him out. Good morning, Roland.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I talked to Jeff, and he said he was very favorable about the red pistachio tree, said it was almost his favorite. My wife would like to know what his favorite tree is.
Well, that's kind of like asking. I've got 3 children at home, and that's kind of like you asking me which one of my kids I like the best. And, I love them all, and they're all different. And being a horticulturist, it's pretty tough to pick a favorite. We asked the man next to us here, John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service, when we get done too, because I'm sure he's got some favorites. But I've got many favorites. But I love the Heritage Live Oaks, the Quercus virginianas. It's a beautiful tree. That Chinese pistache is a gorgeous tree. The Pistacia lanticicus, the mastic tree, smaller tree. I love that tree, and I love Chinese elms. And they all have their application and their place, and I guess it just depends on where you want to plant them and what kind of application you want to use them in. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't take an elm tree and stick it in a desert decomposed, you know, drip irrigated area, but I also wouldn't take an oak tree or a sisu tree or something like that and stick it in a lawn where it's going to get, you know, shallow frequent watering. So, you know, you've got to be a little diversified there, but you can't go wrong with any of those trees.
John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, you've got 40 seconds. Favorite tree of all time?
Well, I do like the Chinese elm in terms of a large shade tree, but I got lots of smaller trees I really like. I just came across a crepe myrtle the other day that was absolutely beautiful for a small patio setting. Again, appropriate tree selection is really critical. As Jeff said, location. You need to know the mature size of the tree and then make your tree selection accordingly. And then I have favorite trees in about every different size. We have an article on our website that talks about my favorite medium-sized shade trees.
And the website?
itreeservice.com.
All right, back talking trees, trees, trees with Jeff Harper and John Eisenhower here at Rosie on the House. Barbara wants to know, bougainvillea not blooming in Green Valley. What can we do about that?